This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Margaret Boland, B-O-W-L-A-N-D, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 11/5/1936. Date of service is 2/11/2025. Ms. Boland is a very pleasant 88-year-old female with history of DVT and pulmonary embolism on Eliquis, history of factor V laden mutation, chronic kidney disease, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and frequent UTI, was admitted to the hospital with altered mental status. Patient was had a CT scan of the head. We showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage, a 2 by 2.4 by 2.3 centimeter rounded region of hypoattenuation in the left basal ganglia was seen, likely representing subacute infarction. No hydrocephalus, soft tissues were unremarkable. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Neurology was consulted. Echocardiogram, MRI, and blood work were ordered. Patient's urinalysis also showed 6 to 10 white blood cell. She was started on ceftriaxone. Kidney function was slightly decreased, for which she was given IV fluid. Her blood pressure was elevated. She was started on medications. MRI of the brain did confirm findings consistent with acute ischemic infarction involving the left lateral lentiform nucleus and corona radiata. No evidence of hemorrhage. Mild chronic involutional changes were seen. Echocardiogram showed left ventricular cavity was normal. Small but normal in function, left ventricular mild hypertrophy. Aortic valve did show moderate stenosis. There was moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Patient was doing better. Physical and occupational therapy were seeing the patient. She was subsequently stable and doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she is sitting up in her chair having her dinner. She states that she is feeling fine. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She does have some degree of expressive aphasia. No other complaints. She denied any chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting, she denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for anemia, chronic pain, factor V laden mutation, history of endometrial cancer, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of kidney stones, history of mixed mammalian malignant tumor, history of osteoporosis, radiation colitis, history of sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, recurrent UTIs, and cataracts. The surgical history has been significant for cataract surgery, dental surgery, pelvic laparoscopy, eye surgery, hysterectomy, hysteroscopy, social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to iodinated contrast media and penicillin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of pulmonary embolism, history of factor V laden mutation, heterozygous, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. She does have history of radiation colitis. Genitourinary, history of kidney stones, otherwise and history of recurrent UTIs. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, she does have history of acute infarction. She does have expressive aphasia. Strength in the upper and lower extremities is normal. Impression, number one, acute stroke, next altered mental status, next expressive aphasia, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of factor V latent mutation, next history of DVT/PE, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CHF, next hypothyroidism, next recurrent UTI, next osteoporosis, next chronic kidney disease, treatment plan. Patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue her current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor her blood pressures, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sandra Hamlin, H-A-M-L-I-N, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 9/8/1948. Date of service is 2/13/2025. Miss Hamlin is a very pleasant 76-year-old female. With history of congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, history of hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, and history of ICD placement, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of generalized weakness, progressively getting worse, was having significant fatigue, was unable to do her activities of daily living. Patient did lose balance about a week prior to admission and fell in her bathroom. She denied hitting her head or losing consciousness, denied being dizzy or lightheaded. Patient was admitted to the hospital with transaminitis, generalized weakness, leukocytosis, and acute and chronic renal failure. Patient was checked for COVID, flu, and RSV, which were negative. She was started on Rocephin. She was gradually doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she is complaining of pain in her right shoulder / upper arm. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Her weakness, she is some better but still feels some weakness. She denies any other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, morbid obesity, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of sleep apnea, and history of pericardial effusion. Past surgical history has been significant for ICD placement, hysteroscopy, DNC, and total knee arthroplasty. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, Dilaudid, latex, naproxen, penicillins, and phenothiazines. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of also pericardial effusion. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. She does have history of obstructive sleep apnea. Gastrointestinal, complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have some platelet blood per rectum, has history of hemorrhoids. Last colonoscopy was a year ago. Was negative except for bleeding hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, no complaints. She denies any complaints of kidney stones, denies any UTI symptoms. She does have chronic kidney disease. Neurological, she denies any complaints of headaches, denies any blurring of vision, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness or weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does have history of arthritis, complaining of joint pain, complaining of shoulder pain. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicles run and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVT. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid brain. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder, slight tenderness in the anterior aspect of the right shoulder with limited range of motion. Impression, number one. Generalized weakness, next UTI, next leukocytosis, next right shoulder pain, next acute and chronic renal failure, next history of hemorrhoids, next acute blood loss anemia, next diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next coronary artery disease, next congestive heart failure, next obstructive sleep apnea, history of ICD placement. Next, DJD, treatment. Patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Have advised to use Biofreeze on her right shoulder. Will also have OT work on her right shoulder. Will continue other medications. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. Will monitor her progress, will check her labs, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.